Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. Bulls are back home and back on NBC Sports Chicago. After losing late last night in Denver, they return to the United Center and battle the Sacramento Kings. Coverage begins at 6:30 on Pregame Live with Mark Schnowski. Neil and Stacy have the call at 7. Sports Talk Live on location on the West Side, coming to you from the brand new atrium at the United Center, where it's authentic fan night. The fun all starts right now. Well, we're not going to get to watch that guy play, and man, do I wish we could. But we're still going to get to watch NBA buckets in the house that Michael built. Welcome to Sports Talk Live right here from the atrium at the United Center. Everything brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. I'm David Kaplan. Mark Schnowski is the man to my left. You'll see him hosting our Bulls pre- and halftime and post-game coverage. Vincent Goodwill will be with him from NBC Sports Chicago. And one of the great NBA gurus on the scribe beat, he's our friend. He's KC Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. Good to have you here, KC.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about tonight's matchup. Look, we know what the Bulls are doing. I stayed up last night, and I watched the rest of that game, and I said to KC and to Vincent a minute ago, I watched Markkanen hit a Dirk Nowitzki-style step back on the baseline late. I watched Chris Dunn hit a big-time layup, and then I watched the team lose, and since they have embraced this path to try and get the best young player they can, I thought it was a perfect night.
Well, it is a perfect night when you consider the goals for the season. It's to develop the young players and to get a high draft pick as possible. And so, you know, even though they lost in a heartbreaking development at the end, I'm sure Pax and Gar were not all that upset because it just helps their eventual goal of trying to get as many chances to get the top pick in the draft lottery. Chris Dunn was really good in the fourth quarter, made some big shots. You know, I think he's developing really nicely in his starting role, and that's after not playing a lot for Tibbs last year in Minnesota. That's what the Bulls want to see. Can he be their point guard going forward for a number of years? And the signs last night were pretty encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good game. The first real time he had a really good game in a game of consequence. A close game somewhere. You know, the Kemba Walker game, Kemba had 47 on him. That doesn't necessarily look good. But a game where, as a point guard, he was able to take a point guard stance, Casey, that was something that I liked from him. He wasn't always looking to the bench during some of those critical moments. He seemed to sort of take control of the team. If there's one position you have to get right, and I say it all the time, point guard is the position you cannot miss on. It's like a quarterback. If you miss it, it sets you back 5 years. If they have him to at least be serviceable, that at least puts them in a better position.
I watched Justin Holiday foul a three-point shooter, miss a cutter on a two-for-one possession before taking a three, foul Will Barton, and then let Will Barton blow by him. That's what I saw. No, I'm just kidding.
I saw all of those things, too. But in the end, you did see
– I'm just like
I'm not counting on Justin Holiday being a big part of the future. Sorry to the Holiday
family.
2 years? But
– No, I know. Yeah. I get it. I know. I'm just having fun. And you know what I liked about it? Justin Holiday owned every one of those plays last night in the post-game locker room. Vince has been in the locker room almost every game. This is a team that, you know, they're losing a lot, but the vibe around the team is good because they're playing hard most nights, and they're – accountable for their mistakes. They're not running from anything.
When you try and be the optimistic fan, and Mark and I sit there all the time and we go, okay, who can they sign in free agency? Who can they get with this pick? How quick can they get this thing turned around? What's a realistic timetable for you that they're a playoff team or competing to go to the playoffs? And you go, okay, they're back.
I think 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah, I was thinking the 2019-20 season.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be on how well they hit on their draft picks and how well Dunn, Levine, and Markkanen play. I mean, those are only three pieces.
Well, it could happen earlier if they get super aggressive this summer. They've got a lot of money to spend in free agency. That's not to say that they could attract one of the top free agents. But if you got Marvin Bagley in the draft with the top pick and you wanted to pursue a DeMarcus Cousins or a player of that caliber,
right,
you could conceivably contend for a playoff spot next season.
Right. Don't you think that they'll probably wait to spend that money until 2019? That would be my guess, but
most likely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't try to speed this up. For me, I wouldn't try to speed this process up. Once you decide to go down this road, even if Bagley's a hit, Markkanen looks like a hit. It takes these guys years to mature into not just productive players, but winning players. You have to make sure you have the right coach here. You have to make sure you have the right culture, point guard, all those things. You can't just hit the fast forward button with free agency, because that's the rabbit hole that puts you down and sets you back another 4 or 5 years if you get it wrong.
Let's talk about Chris Dunn, because this is a guy who I saw him in college. I think I had him once. Do we have Chris Dunn ready to join us?
Dunn, yeah.
We have Chris Dunn ready to join us. So let's go down to the court and talk to Chris Dunn. Chris, I was just about to say to the guys, I called one or two of your games at college and really thought you had a chance to be a really good NBA player. How much more comfortable are you this year as opposed to a year ago when you're getting your feet wet as a rookie?
Definitely way more comfortable. This year I'm going to wait a lot more minutes. I'm getting comfortable with my teammates. Just getting to feel the NBA. So, this year is definitely way better than last year. I mean, I think everybody can agree on that.
We were just saying, Vincent Goodwill said, if you don't have a point guard, you are set back as an organization. And they have said to you, this is your job. Go out and take it. What do you feel like is the number one thing that you bring to the table? What's the number one thing you feel like, I got to get better at that?
My defensive mindset. I feel like, I could be a great defender. The coaching staff think I could be an elite defender one day, so I try to take on that challenge each and every day. And, one thing I need to improve, as being an elite point guard, you have to, be able to take care of the ball. That's one of the things I'm trying to control, throughout the season and trying to learn on, throughout my years. I've been an aggressive player, and, I had, high turnovers being aggressive, so that's one thing I'm trying to learn on.
Last night, tough loss. You lose by one. You had a big-time shot down the stretch that looked like at one moment it might be a game winner. I know that there is a plan in place, and it's obvious the team is trying to position themselves for the future. But those are still devastating when you lose as a player because you leave everything out, right? You guys are upset after that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're all competitors. We all want to go out there and try to win each and every game. And, when you're in close games, it makes the game more exciting. You want to win the game even more bad, so... it's definitely a tough loss, but, in the NBA, what's special about it is back-to-back games. So, you can kind of erase the last game and, try to get a win, like today.
Chris, last one. What does it mean to be not just the point guard, but the leader of the basketball team? How would you determine what that role is if, indeed, you're able to assume that mantle and run with it?
Yeah, right now I'm trying to be more of an action leader. I think we have, a couple of good leaders on the team already. Rolo, being a vet. He's doing a good job leading. We got Justin Holiday, who's been in the league for a while. So, right now I'm trying to be an actual leader and, just trying to learn from those guys. I don't want to do too much, especially being my first year. I don't want to step on, over the boundaries. So right now, just trying to be an actual leader and then, use my voice when I can.
Appreciate the knowledge. Good luck tonight. Have a good game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Chris Dunn, the starting point guard of the Chicago Bulls. Coming out in the draft, he was highly coveted. In fact, the Bulls at one point thought they might trade for him a year ago. Is he still the guy that you guys look at and go, I think he can be that guy?
Well, the thing that's really good about Chris Dunn to this point is his ability to impact the game on the defensive end. He's 6'4", aggressive, long arms. He can get in the passing lanes, get a steal, and get you a transition basket, which for a team that struggles to score, they need to get some easy baskets in transition. His shot is still a work in progress, although he's been shooting it pretty well from the three-point line of late. And he can get to the basket and finish. So, I know a lot of people are thinking that maybe he's kind of a middle-of-the-road kind of player, but I think there's a lot of potential for him to be a very solid NBA point guard.
I mean, and you talked about it there, the position is so deep now.
Yeah.
Like him being the middle-of-the-road point guard, that's not the worst thing in the world because, Kemba Walker gave him almost 50. You don't think of Kemba Walker as one of the top point guards in the NBA. He's on the back end of being a very good player, of being like in the top 10 or something like that, Cap. So to me, I won't say his ceiling is right around that level. I look at a guy like Marcus Smart from the Celtics, a defensive guy who's going to really get into you. He's going to hit some shots every now and again, but he's not the guy that you're going to expect to lead you, to be that lead person night after night. I think Marcus Smart is a very good player. He's going to get paid, but the expectations aren't as high. He was drafted 5th. People asked the same questions of him, and then he found the right role for himself. If Chris Dunn's ceiling is that, maybe that's something. If Chris Dunn's floor is that, then the Bulls really have something.
Fred Hoiberg said the first quarter was Chris Dunn's best quarter of the season. He had 8 points, 4 assists, 0 turnovers. And that's what really jumped out to me last night was the 1 turnover for the whole night. Obviously, turnovers have been an issue for him throughout this season. In fact, we were joking in the postgame. I told him he had one turnover. He goes, are you sure? He didn't believe it because he's obviously had trouble with ball security this year. But I thought it was his best game with the balance of aggression and ball security that he's had this year.
Well, Cap, that trade really was all about trying to develop the three guys you got for Jimmy Butler. And right now, it looks like you've got potentially three starting spots filled with Chris Dunn, Zach LaVine, and Lauri Markkanen. And if you're able to accomplish that in a trade, it's a pretty good trade.
What's your take on Markkanen watching him each and every day? I know he's had a virus that he's been dealing with, but he looks to me, I liked him before the draft, was thrilled when the Bulls got him. He looks like he's a keeper.
Absolutely. I mean, Mark just said it. He's definitely a starter. I mean, he's a starter as a rookie, so he's only going to get better.
Is he a starter on a team contending to go deep in the playoffs?
Sure he is because, look, he's 20 years old. And if you saw last night, they made a concerted effort to get him off the three-point line and get him inside more. And he finished some but not all. When he gets stronger and figures out this league, he's going to be taking guys. He's going to be a matchup nightmare. He's 7 foot. He can shoot it from three. And when he gets stronger and learns the league, he's going to be able to be more effective inside.
They got to get him more shots, though, inside. You know, a lot
they
of teams are
night.
Trying to switch
they did last
so
night.
Small to big.
Yeah.
He's got to take those guys in the post and punish them. You're right. He did that against the Nuggets. And I think that's incumbent on the coaching staff, too, is to run more sets where they can take advantage of teams switching on Lowry, get him down in the post, and get him some easy baskets. Because when he's shooting, you know, 5, 6, 10 threes,
right.
You know, you're taking away effectiveness of a guy who's 7 feet, athletic, and can finish at the rim. I like to see them doing more things with Lowry inside.
Yep.
You guys are around every single day. When you know going into a season, hey, man, they're picking us to win 21 games in Vegas. Hey, man, they're hoping we win less games. It can become a train wreck, a nightmare. It seems like, yes, their record isn't what they would like it to be. Management might like the record. The players don't. But it seems like they play hard each and every night. Is it a pretty good culture that they've developed in the face of all the losing?
It's too early to tell, to be perfectly honest with you. Because you're a month and a half into the season, and they've had games, by and large, where they've played well, but they've had games, at least 3 or 4 games by my count, where they didn't bring the effort at all, and Fred Hoiberg was really disappointed in that. Usually, though, they follow up with pretty good efforts. They haven't had consecutive bad efforts. When you talk about culture, to me, it's less about the result and more about the direction. Are you doing things that are conducive to winning once you get talent in the building? And sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes the answer is no. So I would say this month of December is going to be very telling. They have a lot of games in a condensed period of time. If the losses pile up, then you'll see if they actually have winning habits. A month into the season is much too soon for me to give them a stamp of approval going forward.
I think that's well said. Possibly the first time Vince has made it.
He's upset about the Scottie Pippen thing.
I'm sorry. I was going to save that for off air. But no, that's well said. It is too early. But I will say that overall, I mean, you can't say anything about this season without mentioning the Nico Bobby incident, which has obviously hovered overall, unfortunately. But overall, it's been a pretty positive vibe to this season.
That's huge.
Yes.
All right. We've got to take a timeout. We're going to talk some Zach LaVine when we come back and an injury to another tenant, a big injury to another tenant here at the United Center. That's all coming up next when we continue. Everything brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. Sports talk live from the atrium at the United Center in advance of the Bulls and the Sacramento Kings.
For Chicago's Sports Talk with Sizzle, crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world.
Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move? I think Pack wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
Well, bad news for the Blackhawks. They have one of the top 3 or 4 goalies in the world. Corey Crawford is now on injured reserve. Looked like potentially a groin injury, some type of a lower body strain. He is out as the Hawks will go to Dallas tomorrow. That is a bit of a problem. If you have a lower body injury and you're a goalie, you got to be really careful.
Well, it's also a bit of a problem in the sense that how well he's played this year. He's really carried that team who's been obviously struggling to get any kind of separation from the 500 mark. So That's not a good thing.
No, that's
an injury like that could keep a goaltender out for quite a while. And Corey Crawford has been so durable for the bulk of his career, but he's had more injuries lately. So I know that's a concern, and they're largely untested behind him with Scott Darling leaving the team after last season. So it's important that he can get back as quick as possible, because the Hawks right now are battling to get into the playoffs, and that's something we haven't talked about in a number of years.
You've got to be real careful not to rush a guy back, because if you restrain a groin, you're gone for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going with groin injury officially? Because, they never say.
Lower body.
All right.
You restrained something in your lower body.
All right.
It certainly looked like to me in that video, looked to me like a groin.
Ask his wife. That's what you ask. Ask his wife.
Excuse me.
She'll tell you.
Did your husband strain his groin?
Yes, she'll tell you.
Yeah. No question about it.
Expert hockey analysis for Vincent Goodwill. There we go.
Brothers for hockey. We do it all here.
And you know, Cap, we should
point out.
As they
say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
We should point out that the crowd behind us isn't normally as big as it would be, because we're right next to the Lovables.
Yes, and they're all over there.
For pictures. So we're feeling kind of lonely over here.
Yeah.
Kind of left out.
Yep. All the Lovables are posing for pictures with people. And so everybody's lined up over there.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get pictures with the Catman after the show.
It is what it is. So. All right. Let's talk about Zach LaVine, because he's now back. He has been cleared to go full contact and full go. And the other day he had this windmill dunk that was a thing of beauty. But they're going to be very, very cautious about when they let him play, right?
Well, Fred talked about it again today in his pregame availability. He said that he was practicing with the Windy City Bulls. Fred went out to watch him, he said, and he said his head was up by the rim, which we see in this shot from the United Center recently at a Bulls shoot-around. You know, no one doubts the guy's a phenomenal athlete. Two-time slam dunk champion. He's only 22 years old. He's telling everybody he's testing better than he did when he came out in the draft, you know, before he hurt his ACL. So we're all looking forward to seeing Zach LaVine play, but it's really up to him and his confidence level as to when he gets back out.
Well, I enjoyed the quote where he said, "I'm in the best shape of anyone here," and Fred said, "No, actually, you're in the worst." Isn't that what Fred's comment was? That cardiovascularly, you're nowhere near ready to play, right?
Yeah. And it's beyond that. I mean, that knee, the Bulls have made clear from the jump that they're going to be incredibly conservative with him, because he's the franchise moving forward. He's the main piece of the Jimmy Butler trade. So that knee's got to test strength-wise for a long period of time before they clear him to play in a game. I'm one of the few who thinks it's going to be January.
Well, you rode in a car with him. How's his driving?
His driving was fine. He was saying December 15th then.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
No
I was
shot.
Like, I was like, let's check after your first practice.
Yeah.
I ran into him a couple of days ago in the locker room, and he was like, "You know what, you might want to have to push that one back."
I'm betting he doesn't play before January 15th.
I think it'll be sooner than
that. It'll be
before that, Cap.
It could be the Christmas present for Bulls fans. That might be the day they're shooting for. They're not playing on Christmas.
Yeah, in lieu of the Christmas Day game.
I'll be surprised, because, as Casey, he's the future going forward.
Sure.
That was the piece you had to get in that trade.
And optically, Cap, a guy coming off of an ACL injury with this franchise and that particular injury, they can't mess that up. They can't.
Correct.
We all don't want to mention that person's name, Derrick Rose, and everything that happened with him. But if they've truly learned their lesson with the optics of that injury, with the stakes being as high as they are but as low as they are in the immediate future, you can let him rest as long as you need him to. He's going into restricted free agency. All you need to know is that he's healthy and that he can give you 25, 30 games of production. You don't want him to be there.
Remember, Derek waited over a year to come back from his ACL.
Well, his body
still had more issues. I mean, you can't really find an exact date on when it's right. It's got to be the athlete that tells you that, hey, my body feels like I can play right now. I'm ready to resume game competition. And I know that the Bulls will be conservative as an organization, but Casey, don't you think it's up to Zach to decide when it's best for him to get back out there?
I think mostly it is up to him in the sense that, like, when he feels ready. But even then, the Bulls are going to make it a lot of hoops for him to jump through to get there. I mean, they've made that pretty clear.
Because of health concerns or record concerns?
No, I think it's actually just more because they want to make sure the knee is 1,000%
right.
Good.
If God forbid something happened, they don't want any chance that we rushed him back too quick.
Right. Right.
So we'll see. All right, Nico, Bobby, Nico, is it a distraction? We will ask these guys when we come back. They're around the team every day. We will talk about Nico and Bobby. Get you set for pregame live. Bulls.
Zach Randolph
coming up. Be right back on NBC Sports Chicago.
When the game ends, switch back to CSN Chicago for Bears postgame live.
The team will take you through all the key moments from the field, hear from Coach Fox, and get live player reactions. Bears Post Game Live after every Bears game on CSN Chicago.
Tiger Woods back on the course again today, and man, oh man, is he playing pretty good golf for a guy who hasn't been around and has had multiple back surgeries. Woods is five shots off the lead in his first return to competitive action in a long, long time. Hit a two-iron mark, 260 yards.
Just like you do.
Yeah. He had a 340-yard drive the other day and made the eagle putt after driving the green. It's huge for golf.
What's amazing, you know, December 1st, and we're talking about golf only because Tiger Woods has teed it up again. It was a good season on the PGA Tour. You had Justin Thomas, who was phenomenal. Jordan Spieth is
emerged. No one's mentioning those guys.
Nobody cares. The minute Tiger tees it up, all of a sudden people are talking about golf in all different formats. Even though it's not an official tour event, people want to watch Tiger. You know, with all the problems he's had health-wise over the last few years, he still brings eyes to the TV
set. He does.
No question about it.
All right, before we get out of here, Nico and Bobby, Bobby and Nico. So Nico says, yeah, I accepted his apology. And Bobby goes, yeah, well, he hasn't actually talked to me. Is this a distraction or no?
Yes, it's a it's a distraction because if it's uncomfortable for us, like that was 14 minutes of discomfort talking to Nico the other day. If it's uncomfortable for us and we're just media, imagine what it's like being in those closed quarters, being in a team hotel, being in different locker rooms, different settings. It's uncomfortable for everybody. This is a young team. They're not used to this. Until it's rectified, it's going to be that.
I told Bobby yesterday was going to be the last time I'd ask him about it because I'm frankly kind of bored of the story. I mean,
so am I.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, but we had to ask Bobby about it yesterday because it's like, you know, then we have to go to Bobby because Nico hadn't talked to us. Do you accept Nico's apology? Does Nico have to accept his apology to you? Or is it okay to do it through the media? It's just childish.
Enough.
At this point.
Right. Yeah, it looks now like Bobby Portis will probably play second, center on the second unit. Nico might be the power forward. I just want to see those guys on a two-on-one break, see who's going to pass to the other one.
Neither will happen. They'll act like they don't see the other guy.
It's very clear, though, that this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
That they're going to exist professionally
until,
on the court.
Until someone's gone.
And I don't think anybody's going to be gone. But it's going to exist. They're going to exist professionally on the court and off the court. There's going to be no relationship.
Nico gets traded. I do. I think Nico gets traded sometime after January 15th.
So, is there a scenario where a cutter's going through and Nico goes, "Tell him there's a cutter"?
Yeah, I think so. We might see something like that.
Tell him he's getting screened. I'm not telling him.
I like the fist bump that the Trib captured. You know,
Chris Sueda.
Yeah.
How about that? That was very good. I was following you on Twitter, and boom.
It's almost robotic, you know. That's just guy comes to the bench. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Big show coming up next. Stacey King is waiting in the wings.
When Stacey King's here, it is a huge show.
You got three X Bulls over there.
How about that?
And I'm taking Jimmy Butler.
All right, we're out of here. Bulls pregame live is coming up next. Somebody on this panel thinks he'd take Jimmy Butler over Scottie Pippen. It wasn't KC Mark or me. I don't know who it was. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Remember to watch the show weekdays on CSN and visit csnchicago.com for previous episodes of the podcast and all the latest sports news and highlights.